today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Every week, I hear people discussing and asking others what their purpose is. I've heard people say they've prayed and asked God to tell them their purpose. I've heard people say they've fasted days and are currently waiting on the Lord. To be honest with you, knowing your purpose in life is not something that escapes you. Just turning your Bibles to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It is written, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the world." That's your purpose. Your purpose is to be a witness first of Jesus Christ and the mighty works he has done in your life. You can't witness about my life, but you can do a great job witnessing what he has done for you in your life with passion. When should you start fulfilling your purpose? You should start after the power of the Holy Spirit has come to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit enables and positions you to do the great work, the unexpected work as it relates to man through the power of witnessing. You are a man and woman of purpose. You are a man and woman with a purpose. You are a man and a woman for a purpose. Don't allow anything or anyone to hinder your progress in the area of being an effective witness. Look at how Jesus speaks in Luke chapter 4, verses 42 through 44. It is written, "Now when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowd sought him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said to them, 'I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent.' And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee." Notice how the crowd tried to keep him from his purpose. They wanted him to stay right where he was. They even tried to keep him in some way, maybe physically or emotionally, from departing. Jesus shared with them that he must preach to other cities. Your witness will take you to other places. When you are a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you can't stay in one place. Witnessing positions you to grow into an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ while fulfilling your purpose. You can't escape your purpose. Jesus stated that he must preach the kingdom of God because he was sent for this purpose. Jesus could not stay where he was and fulfill his purpose. He had to go to what was calling him. God has equipped you and I, and he is calling us to our purpose. Are you ready, O mighty man, O mighty woman, O mighty boy or girl of valor? Today is a great day to start. Serve your purpose. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.